In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We're looking at the 12th chapter of St. Mark, verse 18. The question about the resurrection. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection, Sadducees, they are sad, you see, because they do not believe in the resurrection, who say that there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife, but no child, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for the brother." They're trying to trick Jesus. "There were seven brothers. The first married, and when he died, left no children. The second married, died, and left no children. The third likewise. None of the seven left children. Last of all, the woman herself died. In the resurrection, which they don't believe in, whose wife will she be? For she was married to seven men." You see, they're trying to trick Jesus, but Jesus knows. Jesus said to them, "Is not this the reason you are wrong, that you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? I tell you that the scriptures and the power of God go together. The scriptures and the power of God go together. For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the story about the bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is God not of the dead, but of the living.' You are quite wrong." So I'm telling you that these Sadducees are trying to trick Jesus. But Jesus knows that in the resurrection, we are like the angels. We don't marry and are given in marriage. But I do know we will recognize our spouse, we will recognize our parents, we will recognize those people that we led to Jesus. I do know that. But we are not going to be married or given in marriage. There will be no ability to be married or to be given in marriage. The first commandment. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them all and answered well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind, and with your whole strength. The second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You are truly right, said that he is the one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all of our heart, with all of our understanding, with all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself, this is much more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." I often think, why is he not in the kingdom of God? Because the kingdom of God must come through the Holy Spirit who leads us to Jesus. Oh yes, the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. God is one, but he's also tri-one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we are to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, and our whole strength. Because God is one, tri-one. Yes, he is Trinity, but he is one God in three divine persons. I know Jewish people that say they won't pray with Christians because we believe in three gods. We believe in one God in three divine persons. Somebody asked me, is the Holy Spirit Jesus? No. No more than the Father is Jesus. The Father gives birth to Jesus from all eternity as he speaks his word. The Son becomes human in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to glorify Christ and that people might come into the kingdom of God. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, how can the scribes say that Moses is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. David himself calls him Lord. So how can he be his son? In other words, the Lord said to my Lord, the Father said to the Son, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies under your feet. And the large crowd was listening to him, and they were listening with delight. I tell you, Jesus is from the root of David, but he is greater than David. The Lord said to my Lord, the Father said to the Son, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. As he taught, he said, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogue and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, they say long prayers, and they will receive the greater condemnation. I tell you, the greater condemnation will be given to me, because I am a priest. And I am supposed to be preaching the word of God and praying for the people and praying for the sick and offering mass. Yes, the greater responsibility is to the priest or to the minister. You see, that's why it's very easy for people to get rich, but I do not want to get rich on the people's money. I want to proclaim the word of God. I want never to get rich on the people's money. I want to proclaim the word of God that people would come to know, love, and serve Jesus. What about you? What about you? Do you want people to come to know, love, and serve Jesus through your life? You say either yes or no. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had. All she had to live on. I remember doing a service someplace, and this lady who took care of the poor, she came up to me and said, I'm going to give you all the money for your ministry. I said, no, you care for the poor. She said, the Lord told me to give it to you. I had to accept it for the ministry. I had to accept it because the Lord told her. But I do not do this to get rich. I do not do this to get rich. I'm not paid. God pays me in other things than money. He pays me with the ability to speak to you, the ability to make you know that Jesus Christ loves you and that he has a plan for you. Oh yes, this widow reminds me of Jesus, who completely offers himself to the Father, leaving nothing behind, totally being the sacrifice for our sins, leaving nothing behind. Jesus is the one that does everything for us. chapter 13. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones, what large buildings." Oh, yes. People getting all excited over the large stones and the large buildings. Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another." Why? Because they failed to receive the visitation of God and Jesus Christ. All will be thrown down. Why? Because they failed to receive the visitation of God in Jesus Christ. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, looking, opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Jesus on the Mount of Olives, looking into the city of Jerusalem. Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be alarmed, for this must first take place. But the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pains." Oh, yes. Not the end of the birth pains, the beginning. Wars and rumors of wars, yes. Nation rising against nation, we see that. Kingdom against kingdom, we see that. Earthquakes in various places, we see that. There will be famines, we see that. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me. Yes, you're going to be persecuted. Remember what Peter said, "We've left mother, father, sister, brother, homes and lands for you. What are we going to get in return?" Jesus said, "More mothers, not fathers, more lands, more brothers, more sisters, and persecutions beside. You will stand before governors and kings because of me as a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. Then they will bring you to trial and hand you over. Do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but to say what is given to you at the time. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit." That's God speaking through you. I remember being before the judge for life, and I remember saying to the Lord, "I can't stay here, and I can't go through the trial because of my pastor who is old and my mother who is sick." And I knew that I disappointed Jesus. And he said to me, "You'll have another chance. I'll give you another chance." And you know what? I believe that. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his children. Children will rise against parents and have been put to death, all because of Jesus. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Not the one who jumps up and down when they first receive the Lord Jesus Christ, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Perseverance. Oh, how we need to persevere in loving God. How we need to persevere in proclaiming the good news. How we need to persevere in loving people. How we need to persevere in all things so that the one who endures to the end will be saved. Jesus tells us this. He doesn't say, "Well, you know, you accepted me long ago, and then you forgot all about me." He says, "The one who endures will be the one who receives me." Let's continue. "But when you see the desolating sacrifice set up where it ought not to be," that's where the temple is, "let the reader understand. Let those in Judea they must flee to the mountains. The one on the housetop must not go down to enter the house to take anything away. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those that are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not be in winter. Lord, we pray that your coming will not be in winter. We pray that you would find us persevering in our faith, that we who endure will to the end will be saved. Lord Jesus, we pray that we who endure to the end, even through persecution, we will be saved. And help us to accept that persecution, because it's so important that we hold out to the end, because we found someone to live for and someone to die for. His name is Jesus. Have you found someone to live for and someone to die for? His name is Jesus. Have you found him? He's not lost. Have you given yourself to him, I should say? Because he wants you all to himself. Pray that it may not be in winter, for those days will be suffering such as not been experienced from all creation that God created until now. No, and never there will be. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, are you part of the elect? Have you given yourself to Jesus? Whom he chose, he has cut short those days. And if anyone says to you at that time, look, here is the Messiah, or look, there he is, don't believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce signs and omens to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. But be alert. I have already told you everything.
Yeah, be alert. Persevere. Endure to the end. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be people saying that they are the Messiah. I tell you, the Messiah went to the cross, bled for you and me, and rose from the dead, sent the Holy Spirit upon us. Oh, the Messiah, his name is Jesus. Why is it that Paul persecuted Christians? Because the Christians were saying that Jesus was the Messiah. And the Bible says, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. So Paul went out persecuting Christians because Jesus became a curse. And he found out that he became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God. Do you know you're the righteousness of God? Do you know that God has chosen you for his son? Do you know this? But in those days after the suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from the heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. I tell you, he's coming back. He who rose from the dead is coming back. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back for a people who endure to the end. He's coming back for a people who love him and who love the Father and who love the Spirit and who love each other. Oh yes, he even said, love one another as I have loved you. And how did he love us? Even unto death. Even unto death. Jesus loves us even unto death. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Let's continue. But in those days after the suffering, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heavens, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. I tell you, I once asked Jesus
Jesus, am I going to be around for the second coming? He said, no. I got that very clearly. He said, no, you will not be around on the earth for the second coming. But you know what? He's coming again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. What's the lesson that we have to learn from the fig tree? As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. What things? Wars and rumors of wars, famines, all these things that he talked about. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have been taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. You do not know the scriptures or the power of God, he said to the people, the scribes. Do you know the scriptures? Are you in the scriptures? Do you know the power of God? Do you know that he wants to teach us his ways? Not the ways of the world, but his ways. But my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his own work to do, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, in midnight, in cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly, and he's going to come suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Are you awake? Are you ready to see Jesus? Are you ready to see Jesus? Oh, yes. Are you ready to see Jesus? We need to know that we need to be ready to see Jesus, and we need to continue to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, and love our neighbor as he loves us. Oh, yes. You might be the only gospel that someone reads. You might be the only gospel that someone reads. Tell me about the widow. She put in everything. Everything. Have you surrendered to the Lord? Putting in everything to the Lord. Have you given yourself to the Lord? Have you given yourself to the Lord? I tell you, we need to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to say, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. Jesus, take my mind, my heart, my body, my spirit, my conscious, my unconscious, my words. I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Son of David and greater, because David said, the Lord said to my Lord, the Father said to the Son, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus is coming at a time that's going to be suddenly. All these signs will accompany him, but they are the first birth pangs. They are not the end of the birth pangs. I tell you, be ready, and be ready and endure to the end, and you will be saved. Endure to the end, and you and I will be saved. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.